listener production.
Hello, Paige Busher with your local briefing. WA is witnessing a mass native vegetation die-off event from Kalbarri to the southwest. That's according to the Environment Minister, who announced a $67 million investment into forest conservation. Rhys Whitby says the investment will create 65 new jobs by 2027, as well as other measures.
Science monitoring program, so we can continue to monitor the health of our forests, and it includes money for fire research so that when we do mitigation burns, we can ensure that we are doing it in the right way.
The Royal Flying Doctor Service has been given added scope to reach some of WA's youngest patients. Telethon funding allowing the service to install neonatal cots in helicopters. The cots are designed to move babies less than a month old, with 200 newborn transfers last year. 5 warnings and 4 infringements. That's all fisheries officers issued at their roadside checkpoints across the Midwest these school holidays, impressed by the community's compliance. Senior fisheries officer Sam Harrison says the most common offence was around possession limits, reminding us of the rules.
It's a good visual for the general public to see fisheries officers not just confined to the coast but out and about. And we'd just like to remind everyone that if they do suspect or see anything that's illegal, we've got a fish watch line to call, which is 0800 815 507.
In sport, a Geraldton AFL star won't play in tomorrow's Western Derby. Liam Ryan is still recovering from a hamstring injury, but West Coast Adam Simpson says he'll get minutes in elsewhere.
We won't select him, so he'll play another game of waffle. So we played him half back for a different feel, so this week I think he's due for another 80 minutes.
Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area, and subscribe now.